today. What is a person exactly, and how will Facebook count them for your ad campaigns with its new multiple profiles test? Also, a strange way to how Google ranks your videos. Yet another big brand jumps on the live streaming bandwagon, and I am about to PayPal you $100. It's Wednesday, November 3rd, 2021. Happy Shoutout Day, Sean Callahan. I'm Todd Maffin from EngageQ Digital, and here's what you missed today in Digital Marketing, episode 497. Facebook has a problem. And yes, I know it's called Meta now, but I'm still not used to that. The problem, well, one of its problems, is that it's shedding users in cohorts that it would really like to hold on to, young people in particular. Which is why I think a lot of marketers thought it was a little, I don't know, shady when the company announced it would start counting people who hadn't connected their Facebook and Instagram accounts as two different people, thus artificially and inaccurately increasing your ad campaign's reach numbers. It's not like Facebook couldn't tell they were the same people. They have all sorts of data points to match with, phone numbers, IP addresses. So yeah, a little weird. Then, last night, in my Facebook app, pops this notice. Todd, create another profile to express different sides of you. There's you at work, you with friends, you at home. Now you can create customized profiles and choose how you show up, unquote. Which is weird, considering their own policies state, quote, it's against the Facebook community standards to maintain more than one personal account. If you have two or more accounts, move your information into a single account, unquote. Sure enough, when I tapped get started on that little pop-up, I got a message that included, choose how you show up, connect with other groups of friends, or go by another name. Which made me wonder, if both profiles see your ad, would that count as two users? Even though it's actually the same human being? We reached out to Facebook this morning and asked how this would affect the reach metric of advertising campaigns and if Facebook has a way of deduping. A spokesperson provided this statement, quote, to give people more flexibility on how they express themselves to different friend groups, we're conducting a limited test for people to have more than one profile under a single Facebook account. Anyone who uses Facebook must continue to follow our rules, unquote. They provided some additional background, which made a distinction between an account, that's what we all log in with, and a profile. Of course, until now, they've been one and the same. We asked again about the impact on ad campaigns, and the spokesperson said they were conferring with their colleagues on that, so we will update this in the coming days if we get an answer. That said, it will all come down to how Facebook determines what a person is. An account or a profile? Watch this space. A surprising update from Google today on its best practices for ranking your videos. They've changed their documentation, and the new video SEO recommendations state that Google will give your video a higher rank in Google if you put that video on its own web page. Quoting the company, to give your videos maximum exposure, create a dedicated page for each video where the video is the most prominent subject on the page. Some features require that type of video page, including key moments, the live badge, and other rich result formats. It's fine to include the same video on both a dedicated page and its original page alongside other information like a news article or a product detail page, unquote. According to Google, it doesn't matter if your website embeds videos from third-party platforms like YouTube, but it does recommend that you provide structured data. Google also recommends that you include your video in an appropriate HTML tag, and submit a video sitemap to make it even easier for Google to find your videos. Interrupting today's news for just a moment, we have some big plans ahead in the next year to serve you even better. A major announcement on that is coming December 1st, but we need your help. We have a listener survey up at todayindigital.com/survey. There's also a link in the podcast episode notes. We did one of these last year and gave away a $50 Amazon gift card. This time, we are not tying it to Amazon. We will just straight up PayPal you cash. And we have doubled the amount to $100. And we have tripled your chances. Yes, we are giving away three cash prizes of $100 each. And that's $100 American. So my fellow Canadians, that's like, what, $8,000 or something? It only takes 2 minutes to complete, and again, the URL is todayindigital.com/survey, or tap the link in today's podcast episode notes. More brands jumping aboard the Choo Choo to live streaming. Wayfair now is the latest to board the live shopping train ahead of the holiday season. The company announced Wayfair On Air, a mobile shopping platform that offers entertainment ideas and inspiration, and features new episodes several times throughout the week. Quoting Wayfair, "We are bringing amazing video content to our seamless mobile shopping experience, making product discovery entertaining and fun. We look forward to building upon this feature as we further expand our cast of creators and deliver even richer content experiences that engage and inspire our customers." Unquote. iOS users can access Wayfair On Air on the Wayfair app and can browse featured products while they watch, then add their favorite items to their cart. So, bully for you, you're not caught up in the supply chain issues. Your manufacturers are shipping product just fine. Well, we have some news of some more potential hell coming your way in the form of your ability to deliver said products, at least if you use Amazon, because according to a Vice report, Amazon is threatening to terminate the contracts of several Amazon-affiliated delivery companies. Why? Well, those companies can't find enough workers to maintain service levels. Vice shares some insight into what it's like to work as a delivery service partner for Amazon in an interesting piece up on their site today. One Amazon delivery company said it received this email from the e-commerce giant, quote, "Amazon hereby notifies your company that your company is in breach of certain requirements of the program agreement. If your company fails to cure the breach, Amazon may terminate the program agreement and end the business relationship between Amazon and your company," unquote. Delivery companies across the country have reportedly received similar letters from Amazon with termination threats. Despite the fact that these delivery companies are independent businesses, Amazon has incredible power over them. And for some, Amazon is their sole client. Amazon makes the business decisions. While the delivery companies front their own capital and assume a lot of liability, Amazon can cut them off at any time. It's no surprise this controlling approach towards its delivery companies puts pressure on its drivers, and that nobody wants to work for Bezos. Well, it only took 9 years, but you can finally now see Instagram link previews on Twitter. The link will now include an image instead of just the plain, ugly, boring URL. Why did it take so long to fix such a simple problem? For once, it actually isn't Zuckerberg's fault. The decision was made by Instagram's former CEO, Kevin Systrom, after it was acquired by Meta in 2012. The reason was they wanted the images to be viewed on Instagram. In retaliation, Twitter removed the feature that lets you find people you follow on Instagram. I guess time heals all wounds.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Two platforms have launched new opportunities for you to learn about their platform. Snap has added a certification course to help you build your Snap ads, and TikTok has posted step-by-step guides for creating branded content. Snap's course aims to take a deeper dive into the strategies and tactics designed to improve campaign performance. Quoting the company, Snapchat Ads Manager Optimization is a 5-course certification path designed to help media planners, buyers, and strategists report on and optimize for full funnel results on Snapchat. By the end of this course, you'll have gained a deeper understanding of the tools and resources available to report and measure campaign performance, as well as how to apply those learnings to optimize and improve campaign results, unquote. As for TikTok's guide to creating branded content, here's what the platform outlines. First, create an introductory first-person story clip outlining your business, product, or service. Then, two, post a product showcase clip outlining key features, how it works, and your call to action. And 3, post a customer's story to establish trust in your brand. TikTok also notes how to turn your video into an ad directly within the app to reach a wider audience. That step-by-step guide includes timing and framing down to the second, and overall provides a pretty clear overview of how to create a successful TikTok promotion. A link to both guides is available today in our premium newsletter. A couple of technical issues have been reported by Google today. First, if you are having problems with Google's ad preview tool, you're not alone. Turns out there was a widespread issue with Google Ads regarding ads not showing because of a bug with the location targeting setting. After 2 weeks of advertisers' complaints, Google has apparently resolved the problem, but some advertisers are reporting that the issue has not yet been resolved, at least not across all accounts yet. And second, turns out Google may have been overcounting mobile page experience data for the past 4 months. This apparently happened between June 29th and November 1st, quoting the company, "On rare occasions, there might be an event in Search Console that could affect your report data. Search Console was overcounting data for page experience search appearance data during this period. On November 1st, you should see a return to correct data," unquote. A big shakeup in the digital agency world. Publicist Group, which owns Leo Burnett and Saatchi & Saatchi, is now the largest ad holding company in the world. It has overtaken Omnicom and WPP for that title in terms of market value. It's just around under $17 billion. The others are close. WPP is $15.4 billion. Omnicom is $15.1 billion. Interpublic is $14.4 billion. Publicist Group recently acquired the digital consultancy Sapient and the data tech platform Epsilon. Meanwhile, Interpublic picked up Axiom earlier in the year. Quoting Forbes, "Perhaps the most meaningful bragging rights belong to neither the Publicis Group nor to WPP, but to Interpublic. That has been the fastest growing ad group, even before the start of the pandemic. This is quite a reversal, as a decade ago, Interpublic had been struggling and was trailing other ad groups. Instead, Interpublic transformed its model into what they call open architecture, which align resources more closely with client needs. Overall, U.S. ad spending is predicted to be returning to pre-COVID levels. However, most agency valuations remain deflated." So this was strange. As some of you know, I run a digital agency as well. This podcast and newsletter is kind of a side project for us. Our agency handles engagement and moderation for medium to large-sized brands. And we have a payroll company, of course. Payroll company is great. Love their service. Been with them for a while. We were having some issues with one particular payroll run, so we emailed them at their support address. And more than a week went by, and we hadn't heard anything back. So I tweeted at them, like, "Oh, what's going on here?" Still nothing. So eventually, I did kind of a mass email on LinkedIn to all their senior management, which, you know, finally got their attention, and the problem got fixed. Well, yesterday, their VP of marketing or their communications person or whatever emailed me and said, "Hey, I thought we resolved this to your satisfaction. Why did you just write a 1-star review?" And he linked to Google reviews. And sure enough, there's a review with my name on it that bitches about this payroll company, which I did not write. Is this a thing? Somebody went to the trouble of creating a Google account with my name on it, didn't even bother to put a photo on it, and then wrote a negative review of this company, which I presume they knew we were having problems with because they follow my Twitter account, maybe? That was a new one to me. Anyway, if it's one of you, please knock it off. Well, my wife and I are off on a mini holiday starting tomorrow, but do not fret, friends. Our associate producer, Steph Gunn, will be here bringing you each day's news, whether you listen to the podcast or subscribe to the newsletter. She's just like me, but better at enunciation. And a final plug for our listener survey. We are giving away 3 $100 cash prizes just for completing it. It only takes about 2 minutes, and it is going to help us shape the next year ahead. We have big plans to serve you even better with a major announcement about this podcast coming December 1st. Don't worry, you will like it. The survey link is todayindigital.com/survey, and there is a link in the episode notes too. As for me, I will be back Tuesday for our 500th episode. Please be nice to Steph. Talk to you then. When it all falls down, when the walls crumble from the pressure, and you feel like you never gonna get up. When it all falls down, just remember, give
endeavor. We gon' put the pieces back together.
When it all falls down,
when the walls crumble from the pressure, and you feel like you never gonna catch up.
When it all falls down,
just remember giving up, we will never. We gon' put the pieces back together. Yeah, I've been trying lately just to act right.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro, easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.